Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Shri Sai Ram, with pranams at the lotus feet of the love of our lives, our dearest and sweetest Lord Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, this is Karuna signing in live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is the 4th of July 2019. The time in the Divine Valley right now is exactly 45 minutes, almost 46 minutes past 9 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. And one part of me says that this is the right time, the perfect moment to be doing whatever we are doing. But on the other hand, I should also apologize for logging in 5 minutes too late. There's very genuine technical reasons, so please pardon the delay. Today happens to be a huge day for Americans, 4th of July, and July 1 is a big day for Canadians. Happy Independence Day to all our listeners who celebrate July 1 and July 4th. Thank you for joining me on Morning Glory Thursday Live on this beautiful and bright Thursday morning in the Divine Valley with gentle breeze, blue skies, kinder temperatures in place now. The morning bhajans in the Sai Kulwant Hall have just concluded and there's a certain air of divine bliss all around. That is why we say it's not the Napa Valley or the Kashmir Valley that tempts us. For those of us who pray to Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the Divine Valley of Prashanti Nilayam is the ultimate destination for all times to come. Speaking of prayer, the very idea is integral to the human experience. Whether you are a theist, atheist, agnostic, there are some internal murmurs, longings and aspirations in the human heart, which point to the intrinsic need to connect within or to connect with a higher power. Ancients resorted to oracles, wise men, gods, demigods, and who not. However, the question becomes, in the modern world, when we are so caught up in the rat race to succeed and keep up with the competition, is there room or even time for prayer? If so, what form can it take? At Radio Sai, the team is committed to taking forward the Paripurna avatar, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba's message of universal love and selfless service to the larger audiences. These include persons who may not have known about Baba till now and the younger generation of world citizens who are the future of humanity and the custodian of our planet. Millions of young people below the age of 30 are grappling with life's challenges, questions and situations. Who do they turn to? Radio Sai understands the spiritual needs of a society, and just 5 days ago, on June 30, 2019, the team launched a brand new initiative called Radio Sai Next for spiritual seekers everywhere, especially the younger ones. Today, I have with me the driving force, the chosen instrument of Swami, who drove this initiative, Brother C.G. Sai Prakash with me. Sai Ram, Brother C.G., and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live.
Sai Ram Didi, thank you for having us. It's indeed a wonderful opportunity to think about Bhagwan's grace and live in that love.
Truly. And it's such a sacred moment to be together to talk about all this. Also with us in the studio is Dr. Sai Giridhar Sairam, the research scholar from the Sri Satya Sai Center for Human Values. Sairam, Brother Giridhar, and welcome to Morning Glory.
Sairam to everybody.
It's very nice to have both of you here today on the show. And dear listeners, last night, 4 days after debuting the new YouTube channel, Radio Sai Next, for the first time ever, we had a live web chat about the debut video titled Prayer. So it was an unplug with CG and Giridhar that we did, and did we ever love the session. Before I get started, may I take the liberty of playing for you the audio of this first video that we have launched called Prayer. You can only hear the audio on radio, but you'll get an idea what it's about. And then we will start chatting to both my guests about it.
गन्नू, ये फिर से आ गई यार केमिस्ट्री, हमेशा वाट लगाती है। बस 35 दिला दो, पास करा दो, और कुछ नहीं चाहिए।
35? सिर्फ 35? अरे तेरे मेहनत के लिए तुझे ज्यादा मिलना चाहिए। ऐसी प्रार्थना क्यों कर रहे हो?
भगवानी, इंदे मगल की 25 वयसाई, इदुवरे अवळुडे विवाहम नडन्निट्टिल्ल। അവിടുന്ന് അനുഗ്രഹിക്കുന്നു. ഇത്രയും പെട്ടെന്ന് എന്റെ മകൾക്കൊരു നല്ല വരനെ കണ്ടുപിടിച്ചു തരണേ.
കാത്തിരിക്കൂ, പാവം. ആദ്യം നിന്റെ മക്കൾ അവളുടെ PhD ഒന്ന് തീർക്കട്ടെ. സമയത്തിൽ അവൾക്കൊരു നല്ല പുരുഷൻ വരും, എല്ലാം മംഗളമായി നടക്കും.
ലോർഡ് ഗണേഷ, മൈ മോം ജസ്റ്റ് ടോൾഡ് മീ ടു ഓഫർ ദിസ് ടു യു. ഇറ്റ്സ് ജസ്റ്റ് ഗ്രാസ്. എനിവേ, ഹിയർ ഗോസ്. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് നോ വാട്ട് ആസ്ക് യു, ബട്ട് ബ്ലെസ് മീ. ഐ ഗെസ്.
ഗെസ് വാട്ട്? I'll always be with you, dear. Even if all you offer me is grass, I'll shower you with grace.
Hey, Ganesha, amar chhele shob shomoy iPad dekhe, porar shomoy, khawar shomoy. Please, Ganesha, tumi oke addiction theke bar kore dao. O jeno are addiction na thake. Please, Ganesha, please.
Dekho, dekho, ke bolche addiction dur korar kotha. Hain, hain, ami korbo. আগে বলো চালের আইপ্যাড এডিকশন দূর করবো না তোমার মোবাইল এডিকশন দূর করবো?
ভগবান, আমার কোম্পানি কি ওর সে হাজারো লোক অন্নদান করতে আয় হ্যাঁ। আজ কাজ 100 crore কাজ হ্যাঁ। বস এ ডিল আগে পক্কি হো গই তো মে ওয়াদা করতা হুম কি ওর সেবা করুঙ্গা, অন্নদান কে সাথ বস্ত্রদান ভি। প্লিজ ইয়ার, 100 crore কাজ হ্যাঁ।
সেবা ত্যাগ হতি হ্যাঁ, কোই ডিল নহি। মুঝসে করোড়ো কি আশা করতে হো তাকি লাখো রুপে দান মে খরচ করে। सेवा तुम्हारे उद्धार के लिए है, दूसरों के लिए नहीं।
हाय गाइस, वी ऑल डिपेंड हेविली ऑन प्रेयर्स इन आवर लाइव्स एंड वी लव इट, स्पेशली व्हेन आवर प्रेयर्स गेट आंसर्ड। बट व्हाट डू यू थिंक और डू व्हेन योर प्रेयर्स आर नॉट आंसर्ड? डू यू बिलीव दैट देयर इज अ हायर विजडम गवर्निंग दीज थिंग्स? Or do you feel that your prayers are getting nowhere? Do share your thoughts in the comment section below. Thanks for watching.
So, dear listeners, that was the audio track of the first video that we debuted on the 30th of June on our new YouTube channel called Radio Sai Next. And this is aimed at all of us, including our sisters and brothers around the globe who may or may not know about Bhagwan yet, and especially for younger viewers and younger seekers around the globe. And yesterday, for the first time, that is 4 days after the debut of the video, we had a live web chat on the Facebook page and the YouTube page. And was it ever a success? It began at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time, and I was actually supposed to be working on a very important project. But these two young brothers were so distracting in a positive sense that I actually had to put aside my work and listen to them till the very end, and I can't even believe I actually asked a question. So they must have been very provocative in getting me to think and ask for a question and get into the thick of the discussion. I hope you're feeling the same way. And may I remind you that today, while the brothers are here, and before I go on, you can reach them right now. You can send your questions, comments, suggestions and queries to us by WhatsApp, and our number remains 9393258258. I repeat, the number at Radio Size WhatsApp channel is 9393258258. On this line, you can send us your questions, comments, suggestions, feedback, anything you want to discuss with my two guests. And if you're reaching us from outside of India, please don't forget the country code +91. Now, first, I'd like to share a perspective that I came across recently in the New York Times, and it talks about the issue of seeking purpose. I want to quote a few lines randomly here and there. It says, and the New York Times article said, "Organized religion may be on the decline, with more Americans than ever identifying as either atheist, agnostic, or religiously unaffiliated. But spirituality's grip remains tenacious, with the search for meaning merely taking different paths. A growing number of Americans identify as spiritual but not religious, a trend that tracks with the explosion of interest in practices like meditation and astrology that transcend traditional religion." So, dear listeners, if you are spiritually curious, Radio Sai Next makes it possible for you to curate your own diverse digital diet, to find voices to which you can relate, while also dabble in viewpoints that are unfamiliar or even antithetical to your own. As you will soon discover, our smart, faith-minded hosts are producing shows that explore various spiritual concepts without reinforcing stereotypes or parroting dogma. On Radio Sai Next, let's together explore what it means to be human and live well through a variety of viewpoints. The focus is not on any particular belief system or denomination, but on the abstract ideas that can actually shape an inner life. As Radio Sai Next embraces complexity and simplicity in the same breath, we invite viewpoints from people of all faiths, no faiths, any background to join the conversation. The idea is to take the time to be more fully present and more connected to the deeper world around us and within us. So on that note, I welcome C.G. Sai Prakash and Sai Giridhar once again. And I want to start with asking C.G. about the genesis of this idea to start a new YouTube channel, when already Radio Sai YouTube channel is doing exceedingly well. It has had an explosive growth entirely organically without any promotion or marketing or money involved. That I would like our listeners to know. We have more than 154,000 subscribers. So when we were doing so well on Radio Sai's YouTube channel, CG, why was the need to start another channel?
Sairam Didi, actually, we have not started a separate channel. Mm-hmm. It's a separate playlist as a part of Radio Sai channel itself.
I see.
Yeah, we have, the idea is that we still are under the umbrella of Radio Sai, and we still are a part of Radio Sai, but the approach and the tone of presentation is slightly different. Mm-hmm. It is more youth friendly, and as you rightly said, from the New York Times article, people are moving more towards spirituality, and Swami's focus has always been spirituality. And any rituals or any religious activities that were performed were a means to the end. Spirituality is the end, and I think everything else is a means. Any religious activity, even if Swami had some puja or like the yajnam or the Shivaratri puja done in the mandir, that was a means to the end. It is not that it is a Hindu religious activity, because he was one who welcomed all religions. And there are several discourses where Swami has spoken about Christ, Buddha, and about Islam. So I think the spirit of all religions is spirituality. And I think that is what Swami stood for. So no, what we are trying to do is, we are trying to focus on the message. And we all have been so fortunate to have had the direct experience of meeting Swami, seeing Swami, speaking to him in the physical form. And for the generation that is coming now, they do not have that privilege. And because of that, we were thinking of it as two terms, two words. One is reverence and one is relevance. For us, the moment you saw Swami, you fell in love with him. And whatever he said, it was reverence. Swami said this, so it must be good for me. Let's go ahead and do it. And he took the pains of physically, personally telling each one what to do, how to do, and guiding each one. So automatically there was reverence. And because there was reverence in the heart, whatever he said, we did. But today, for people to get that kind of feeling of proximity, to get that kind of faith in Swami, is not very easy, especially with so many distractions today. Possibly if the message of Swami is presented in ways which help them directly in their lives, and they find answers to their problems in their daily life, more and more they start seeing Swami through his message, through the relevance of his message in their lives, they will be able to connect back to who he actually is. That love, that reverence will grow from relevance. This is the idea that we had when we started the channel. I hope we are not wrong, but we can never say. But the thing is, it takes time, and Swami has his own reason when things have to happen, the way they have to happen. So if it is happening, it is definitely Swami's will. That's what I would say.
Totally. Would you like to add to that, Giridhar?
Just to clarify one thing, when Brother Sai Prakash said that we are still part of Radio Sai, we are not different, I think what he means to say is the YouTube channel, because the entire Radio Sai Next initiative is being done by the team Radio Sai.
Correct.
So Radio Sai as an institution is going ahead and doing this initiative. But what he means that eventually they are looking, if it's successful and if it's received well, yes. It can potentially be another channel by itself, like you prophesize, if I can say.
The oracle has spoken.
Yes, the oracle has spoken. So that's
I think what he's saying is right, because when you have a channel, YouTube channel, and you subscribe to it, and if all the clips and all the notifications of the new clips coming up are presented in the same tone.
Right.
See, now because in Radio Sai it is so huge, it's so massive, you have so many programs coming in which have a different approach to conveying the message. But if there is a channel which consistently gives you the message in a particular style, in a particular tone, then that will be helpful for more focused on the target audience.
Yes.
So, and the target audience being young adults, they would like to take the messages in a particular approach and format.
Exactly. And for example, if I think one of the objectives which the team Radio Sai has been exploring for over a couple of years now is that they wanted to make the content so neutral while keeping the core message very intact, so that even non-devotees, if I can use the word, I don't know what that means really, because everybody is devoted in their life to something or the other, but because most people understand this term, to their friends and family and colleagues who may not believe in Swami as yet, but Swami's message would definitely do a world of good for them. Radio Sai Next was again thought about as a strategy to present neutral content in that way, which can be shared with many of these people. Yeah, but the regular Radio Sai channel, of course, has hardcore devotional content for Swami, right?
Definitely.
For people who are really devoted to Swami for decades together, or so that kind of content is also there on Radio Sai. So there might be some level of confusion. So that is why there is an eventuality of another channel that is being even thought about. Otherwise, you don't need to branch out because there shouldn't be any confusion. And Swami always, this also comes out of the various interactions we have from the Center for Human Values here with the state presidents and district presidents, where they talk to us about what instructions they receive from Swami directly. And Swami has made it very, very clear that the organization is meant for the spiritual growth of people. So it must be welcoming to all. It must be all inclusive. And the core there should be the message of the Lord. Swami's message is the core of the organization, and it's that is the central idea, I think, of Radio Sai Next as well, where they are going to highlight Swami's message only using a different language. Like yesterday we were mentioning in the webcast as well, that when the discovery team was here, one of their leading members, they just walked up to me and they said this. It was so beautiful and touching the way they presented this point. He said that, see, don't look at these new avenues of reaching out, like media strategies or, various styles of media, as something divergent from the traditional means. Don't look at it like that, because that is the general perception that anybody will get when you do something new, right? Okay, this is not done in Prashanthi Nilayam kind of thing. But he had a very interesting perspective. He said, when you speak to a Russian and or say a Chinese person and you want to communicate Swami's message to them, and suppose they don't understand the language that you speak, that is English or Hindi or whatever that may be, how would you communicate to them? So you find a way, an innovative way to communicate to them, or you speak their language, right? In whatever way you do it, you're basically speaking a language they understand.
Yes.
Right? So he presented this perspective that media strategies and new styles of media are nothing but a language that the young adults all over the world today understand. So don't look at it as deviations, but look at it as a language that you're learning to communicate. But the message that you're communicating is absolutely the same. In fact, they were so touched by Swami's messages. They said, wow, this is so simple yet so deep. It should not be changed even by a bit in communication. And I think the world needs the message of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. That is what, they had to say.
Another point I just want to add is, in the first video,
yes,
of course, we had a different kind of ending where we asked them to participate. But in the eventual videos that we are planning, at the end of every video, we will have a quote of Bhagwan. So what will happen is, you have a real life situation, or you have explored a certain philosophical thought, or touched upon certain themes. At the end of it, by way of summary, we will put one quote of Swami with his sign of Sri Satya Sai, which says that these ideas have come from Swami. And the quote will, be apt for the theme that we have chosen for that clip, so that people know that this is the source. At the same time, we are not, putting a discourse clip of Swami, which may become too difficult for people to grasp. And another thing I wanted to just, as we were discussing, this came to my mind. In fact, this was the very same instruction Swami gave to Radio Sai as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes.
Swami told Professor Venkatraman that only Adhyatmikam,
yes,
only spirituality should be the content that this channel gives. Because he said nothing else is important. My spiritual message is what should go through Radio Sai.
Mm.
So, in a sense, both of them have the same, purpose. But the approach to presenting that purpose is different. Like when you're presenting his message with the eyes of reverence, then, we just say Swami said, and then that's the ultimate.
Gospel.
That's the gospel. We accept it because there's so much of love in our hearts. But then in order to bring about that kind of intense love in many people, maybe we have to slowly introduce the message in smaller bits. That's the only idea.
So I get the point that we are looking to mainstream with people who may not have been exposed to Bhagwan as yet, but
right,
are seeking, and which is fantastic. But the point that I wanted to, first of all, dear listeners, before I go any further, you can reach and connect with both my guests, Dr. Giridhar Sairam and also Brother C.G. Sai Prakash, by WhatsApp, and the number at Radio Sai remains 9393258258. Send me your questions, messages, because we can ask them these questions live as we are speaking to them right now. And I hope my phone is working though. It looks like it just came on. You can reach us here at 9393258258. If you want to email me, you can reach me at my email karuna@radiosai.org. Now, Brother Giridhar made a mention about the Discovery Channel. If I may just backtrack a bit, a couple of years ago, our CG Sai Prakash actually went to Delhi and attended a proper training session program with Discovery. He worked with the Discovery Channel, which was at that time headed by a person who's very much a part of the extended Radio Sai family. And he learned the tricks of the trade, came back, and we all attended a wonderful workshop on effective media strategies to take Bhagwan's message to more and more people without any kind of a bias or coloring it with any perspective. And we realized there was such a hunger for that message and such a need. So as the brothers explained, without putting the filter of our devotion on it, which we are all, because we have seen the actual master in person and spoken to him, so it becomes a very different experience for us. But for those who may not have met with Baba yet, and their meeting time is, you know, it's all written when we are born in the annals of eternity. Everybody has their perfect moment. So to bring this message that might help to light up their lives and their state of existence and bring joy to them, this whole thing is being targeted, and digital is only the media we are using, because people under 30 and 40 are so clued on to digital media that we are just trying to do that. And what do you feel about it, and what are your comments about this concept of prayer? You can reach us right now by email at karuna@radiosai.org or by WhatsApp at 9393258258. Now, CG, my question to you is, how do you go about thinking of your topics? Like, the first one was prayer.
Right.
How do you make a selection?
Very frankly, it's just inspiration-based. And it's just... we had to get something to start off with. Mm. Now, the thing is, at least if we have content for... we are planning to put one new video every 10 days. Mm. So it will be on the 10th, the 20th and 30th of every month.
Okay.
And we are having clips in different formats. Like the first video was a short film format. But we may not have all clips in short film format. We may have some in some as music videos, and some of them as photo stories, some of them as hosted shows. So there is enough time for us to produce production heavy kind of clips. So each format lends itself well to certain topics. Mm-hmm. You know, certain topics can be explored more effectively as a photo story. Maybe certain topics are best explored as an article. And certain topics can be more effective when it's in the form of a discussion as an audio. And certain topics lend themselves to be better represented in terms of photo story or music video or a short film. So based on that, we are just picking. We have several oceans together. It's not one ocean of Swami's content, message content. It's several oceans put together. It's really endless. And just as an exercise to pique the interest, we just tried. You know, let's challenge ourselves and take the first chapter of Prema Vahini. That was the first Vahini that Swami wrote in 1958. And let us just see if we can come up with scripts for short films. Based purely on the first chapter of Prema Vahini. And when we did that exercise, we got something like 6 to 7 short films from one chapter.
Wow, what a notion.
Yeah, because one chapter of Swami is so deep.
Yeah.
The message is so deep, but the sentences are very simple.
Hmm.
See, there is an absolute authority in each sentence of Swami. Because each line is so simple and so straightforward, but the message is so deep. So we have to unpack it, confuse the audience a little bit, and then drive them back to the same simple line which Swami always said. That's in short the secret of the strategy.
In fact, this strategy is interesting and it's ancient, just to put it in perspective.
Yes, please do.
Because one of my friends who's also a Swamiji, who visits Prashant Nilayam often, he was sharing this, and he said, actually, Lord Krishna, if you see the scene of Kurukshetra, the Mahabharata war, you had the entire Kaurava clan and all this, you know, support systems aligned on one side, and the Pandavas and the army on the other side. And Arjuna tells Krishna that, Lord, why don't you take me to the center of the battlefield and let me assess the strengths of both the armies. So Lord Krishna uses this strategy.
So, you guys are plagiarizing the strategy.
Yeah. So not plagiarizing, we are drawing inspiration rather.
Nice way to put it, okay.
Yeah. So, we are giving reference to it now. So when he went there, Lord Krishna took the chariot in front of Bhishma and Drona, not in front of Duryodhana. So a very interesting perspective which this Swamiji shared was, he said Lord Krishna took the chariot in front of Bhishma and Drona because Arjuna was deeply attached to them. You know, they were like his father. Drona, the guru, was like the father, and Bhishma was like the grandfather. So he was very deeply attached to both, and they also loved Arjuna, you know, intensely. So there was this relationship which was heart to heart. So Lord Krishna simply took the chariot in front of them. Imagine if he would have taken the chariot in front of Duryodhana and Dushasana and just incited Arjuna, saying these are the very people who insulted your wife, and that's it. Arjuna would have been in heights of anger, and all his valor and everything would have come, and he would have got into war. But we don't know what the consequence of such a war would have been. But Krishna wanted Arjuna to function from a space of absolute understanding and surrender, which Arjuna was not yet there. So what he did was, he took the chariot in front of Bhishma and confused him. Okay, so he got so confused. Am I to kill my grandfather? Am I to kill my guru, who's like my father, who taught me everything? And he broke down and he dropped everything. Then Krishna said, now is the chance for me to drive in a message, because now I've made it realistic for Arjuna, you know. So confusing people before coming to a deeper level of understanding is an ancient strategy, and I think kudos to Team Radio for making use of it.
Another thing which, you know, I should add here is, you know, we try to draw inspiration of the stories, the analogies, and also the words from Swami's discourses itself, like whatever analogies we are giving. But certain times we may not. The analogies may not be exact as it is mentioned in Swami's discourse, but similar to what Swami has said. And at the end of that depiction, we give the quote of Swami. And because it is a human interpretation, invariably or the other, there it lacks completeness. Mm-hmm. See, when Bhagawan gives something, it is complete. But when we try to, anything that we try to present is an interpretation. I mean, if you show a face to a prayer, that is an interpretation at that level. So when, that's why we are putting the quote as it is. As Bhagawan has spoken, the quote will come at the end, so that that quote will inspire people to have their own interpretations, mm-hmm. their own understanding. See, just like we did for the prayer, one word prayer,
I know,
brought out so many dimensions.
It opened up so many fronts, it was incredible.
Yeah, so everybody has their own perception and their own understanding of, so similarly that's what will happen with every clip.
But Brother Sai Prakash, I feel that is very natural, because again, if you see, when Swami speaks, like our work at the Center for Human Values is to research Swami's teachings, and we see that anything that Swami has said, it's layered like an onion, right?
Yes.
So you keep removing one layer and there's another layer inside, you remove that and there's another layer inside. So it's concentric that way. And, every devotee is actually interpreting Swami's teachings, because they think based on their life experience,
right,
and what they're going through in their life, something that Swami says appeals to them in a particular way. So they are interpreting, but that's how it's meant to be. When Swami says something, we are to do Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam.
Right.
The Nididhyasanam part is basically to understand how it's applicable to me and how can I make it practical in my life today. For example, something as simple as why fear when I am here?
Right.
Right. Somebody, imagine, is going in a train in Europe and they are visiting Europe for the first time and they have no clue of where to get on, what to do. Why fear when I am here? If it flashes in their mind, it has very direct connotation. That is, you know, I am there with you and I will protect you. And there are many such instances where,
so many,
you know, devotees
shared in this very studio about that, playing it out.
Yeah. So the same message, why fear when I am here? One morning, I remember a student coming in the hostel and saying, "Sir, I have discovered. I said, "What did you discover?" Uh-huh. He said, "Sir, do you know why fear when I am here, what it means?" I said, "Please tell me what it means." And then he says, "Why fear when I am the presence?" Mm-hmm. That is the Sat Chit Ananda. Sat is there, the existence or presence I am. Why fear when I am here? Means when Atma is there, there is no fear. When there is fear, there is no experience of the self or Atma. This is the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody is using it for their journey in Europe, mm-hmm. and somebody else is using it on their deepest spiritual understanding. So there are always layers, and we constantly interpret Swami's teachings to help us progress from where we are at this
Whichever
moment.
Whichever level of understanding.
Yeah, totally. So there is no judgment on interpretation.
Absolutely. And I just want to share a small and interesting anecdote a colleague of mine shared in the Divine Presence just a few days ago. She's a retired teacher, and she said in Bhagwan's presence, her name is Mrs. Anurupa, she's from West Bengal, Kolkata, that when she was serving in Vidyavahini, she was intimidated by technology. She knew her subject, but she didn't know how to save files, upload them onto a Google Drive, how to retrieve them from a shared drive. So every time that happened to her, she would think of Swami, why fear when I'm here, and apply vibhuti on the monitor.
So sweet.
And then go step by step, and she said, everything worked. Step by step, she would discover her way around, find her way out of the situation,
wow.
and successfully accomplish her task. So, you know, it can have as many paths to God as our human hearts, and as many interpretations of the one singular truth. And it's valid in every single case. And that I find was so fascinating, the way our listeners were chatting with both of you yesterday. It was so vibrant. I have a number of responses to share with you now. Suddenly I had to reboot my phone and I can see them. I thought it was very interesting when one of the older persons said that, why did CG say hi guys or hi folks, friends in the end? So see, that's the difference, because somebody above 45 or 50, such as myself, is likely to maybe say that, you know, point that out. Why didn't you say loving pranams and Sai Ram? And if I want somebody out there with headphones on in a metro, traveling by metro in a big metropolitan city around the world, listening to that chat at that time, I think they'll relate more to,
exactly,
hello friends, how are you, or hi guys, how are you? So, it's all a matter of perspective. There, I have an answer here on the feedback from Santosh Chengalpattu, who says, brothers, there are many ways to reach the divine, but all are means to the end, not end in itself. Most of us become complacent, don't want to go further and realize the end. And he said, as he was dwelling on this question, that there was an answer that came. So he said, yes, the oracle has answered already. And thank you for that answer. And there is one from Guruvai Sri Vastava, who says, Hindu scriptures say that if for one day and one night, without a moment of interruption, a devotee talks to God with intense devotion, he will respond. But how very few people do such a thing? Every day we have important engagements that keep us away from prayers. Saint Paul said prayers should be without ceasing. Prayers should not be confined to four walls.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it should be our breath to get his response. Wow, that's a tough one. How can one aspire for such a goal in an everyday life? And I want to leave that question with both of you.
Well,
prayers are my breath. Everything I'm breathing, I'm praying.
Yes. So, Swami has, kind of explained this in Bhagavat Vahini. So, he says that just like a child, a child when it is born, only consumes mother's milk, but the mother's initiative there is to slowly start feeding the child with, cooked rice, little bit of cooked rice every day, mixed with milk. But initially the child always spits that out, because it's something alien to its taste.
And its digestive system.
Its digestive system and the feel of it and everything. But the mother consistently feeds the child little by little every day. So much so that after a while, we all know now that the rice becomes the child's staple food and it forgets the milk. Right? So, in the same way, Swami gives this analogy in Bhagavad Vahini. It's in the first chapter of Bhagavad Vahini. And Swami says that If we take up this kind of a habit, that is, little by little, little by little, if we are able to engage in our conversation with God, revel in His stories, revel in His glories every day, we may not have a taste for it immediately, but then it will become such a nectarine, habit that we cannot live without it. You know, our day will not proceed without thinking about God, thinking about His glory, thinking about His stories. So everything about us then becomes, centered in God. So that is a strategy which Swami Himself has given in Bhagavat Vahini. Small doses, but consistent regular doses of prayer and reading and reveling in His, or reading or listening or seeing, whatever, and reveling in His stories and glories. So this is something that, this is a strategy which Swami Himself has given us in Bhagavat Vahini.
Yes.
I think in a way that is also satsangam.
Yes.
Like Swami would say, satsangate nisangatam. So satsangam is being in the company of God, either in the form of scriptures or in the form of reading or thinking about.
CG, sorry to interrupt you, because just as you used the word satsang, I got a feedback from Dr. Visalakshi from Chennai. Mm-hmm. Dr. Visalakshi says, any program initiated by Radio Sai team is like satsang for the devotees to keep connected to Swami. So I interrupted you because it was so similar. The new program, Radio Sai Next, is like the bhashyas, that is the commentaries on Upanishads. Swami's messages are like Upanishads. And the way these discussions go about are like commentaries or bhashyas. The next generations are really blessed to get a glimpse of Swami through this. Good going, Sai Ram.
Thank you so much. I think that's very, very encouraging, and we really hope we live up to it.
Yes. It's a very nice feedback from Dr. Visalakshi.
And if I may add a point here, I think this is to all the listeners here in Radio Sai. I think, Upanishad, in its very definition, Upa means near, Ni means below, Shad means to be seated. So seated at the lotus feet of the Lord, whatever learnings we have directly from Him is called Upanishad. That way I feel all of us are students of Swami, because we are all seated at the lotus feet of His teachings. This is an interesting perspective again.
Yes.
When somebody asked this question, Swami said, Manasa Bajare Guru Charanam, but He says, Guru is Gunatita Rupa Varjita. That is, He has no name or no form. He's beyond attributes. So how will the feet of somebody who is formless look like, So there is, of course, a lot of interpretations and deep thought on this, but a simple idea is the lotus feet of the Guru represent His teachings, His words. So all the devotees who are out there in the world, who are practicing Swami's teachings, who are doing Shravanam, Mananam and Adhidhyasanam of Swami's teachings, are verily recipients of the Sathya Sai Upanishad. Right? So I'm sure Radio Sai Next is looking forward to their own life experiences, which they should be sharing with all of us, because this Bhashya, as they are calling it, for the Upanishads, is actually a compilation of all the experiences of the devotees. It is like a Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, Swami says, is not an ancient text. It's an ongoing text, because anything that has to do with the relationship between Bhakta, the devotee, and Bhagavan, God, is called Bhagavatam.
Flowing.
And it's continuously flowing, and it's always in the present and new and fresh, right?
Totally.
So that is why all the devotees are requested and encouraged to share their learnings, share their insights, but of course as briefly as possible, because more crisp it is, it's easier for us to read and, present it as well.
Because attention spans and availability of time of the modern person has to be kept in mind.
Yes, yes.
Everybody doesn't live a life where they can spend 2 hours for their spiritual practice every morning. So we have to serve it in like snacks. Bite size.
Now, another thing is, sometimes people say truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
So, if we get the experiences of people, real life experiences, and if the stories are really inspiring for many people, we may try to make that into a short film. Like if people share, this is my real life experience. I am so and so working here, and I tried to follow Swami's message. I tried to stick to my to his principles. These were the challenges. In any good story, you have a hero or a heroine, and they face problems and they struggle through it, and then they come out successfully.
And it could also be something hilarious, right?
Yeah, anything.
Which could not only the serious ties, but even the hilarious ones, which at the end of the day brings out Swami's message.
If we really get stories from people and say, I am ready to stand by this story because this is my story. Who can question this? This was my problem. These were my challenges. But this is how I overcame that. And this is the result. That would be really interesting. Then,
Did you notice, CG, that one of our feedbacks was that someone really enjoyed the prayer video because it was a humorous way to bring out Swami's message.
Yes. Right.
So we need not be so serious about everything all the time.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point.
And I want to share with you a feedback we have just received from Sri Prakash Chitranjan from Bengaluru. He says, Sai Ram, Karuna sister, CG brother and Giridhar brother.
Sai Ram.
Well, this is a great and much wanted initiative. Yes, we need to reach out to wider audience other than Sai community and ensure that his message reaches them. To that end, I believe we need to channel other devotee voices into Radio Sai, like interviews or experiences, which you just spoke of. They should be shared by the general audience around the globe. That would make us a truly inclusive organization. Just as with Vidya Vahini, I like that mention, Gyan Vahini should also flow in its various forms. Now, CG and Giddy, we are both saying that it's good if people shared with us their first-hand experience of what the concepts, how they play out in their everyday mundane life. If someone has a story to share, where do they go? What do they do? Please explain.
They can continue to send the replies by email to listener@radiosai.org. They can send an email through that, or they can even type their story outline and send it on WhatsApp. And if, the story is very interesting and we want to get more details, we can always call them back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what.
And CG, there is a response to my comment earlier that one of our, during the web chat, somebody found you saying, hi friends, offensive. So a younger person has written to us, Nidhi Rai from Piparia in Madhya Pradesh. Hi means he, and he means Swami and me are one. So Swami himself has said hi, so telling hi is good. For me, prayer is just gathering strength. So
sweet.
You get
Thank
a
you.
Thumbs up from Nidhi Rai in Piparia, Madhya Pradesh. That has gone well with her. And this one comes from...
No, at the same time, I think, just to things in perspective, we are not taking any position on anybody's comments.
We are open to everything.
We are open to all the
feedback
that
and we
receiving.
Welcome it. It's
and
so
we totally
nice.
Welcome it.
We are so happy people are paying attention, first of all. And secondly, they feel the need to exchange. That exchange of ideas is what we want to generate and learn from and grow together. That's what Sahana Vavatu is all about. So keep those comments going. Now, Giridhar, you mentioned about somebody traveling Wi-Fi when I'm here in a train. I got a response here. Sairam, I'm Ganesh in Europe.
Wow.
Just yesterday night, there was something bothering me about an ongoing minor issue for which I was requesting Swami's guidance and immediately came in my mind, Wi-Fi when I'm here. And I reassured myself. Today, I heard Brother Sai Giridhar giving an example of someone in Europe in train and not knowing where to go and thinking of Wi-Fi when I am here. It only shows that Swami is talking through all of you and all of us, and he is the sole doer. All the very best for Radio Sai next. Swami's blessings are there.
Wow, wonderful.
That is so awesome. Thank you, Brother Ganesh from Europe. So happy to hear from you. And there is one here from, it comes from Rekha Vaghela from Mumbai, Maharashtra. She says, hearing Radio Sai like Swami directly talking to me and giving situation-specific solutions, just in time technique. Prayer video is amazing, very apt for today's generation, great work. Thank you, Rekha Vaghela, for that comment on our new video and initiative. And not able to open this one, I'm just trying because it's downloading. The person has not given me... his name. Okay, yeah. This is from Sri Satish Ganesh Mavin Kurve, and he is writing to us from Uttar Kannada district in Karnataka, and he says, do everything with a good heart and expect nothing in return and you will never be disappointed. That's a very nice thought you have shared with us. Thank you, sir. And then I Oh, I have one from Johannesburg, South Africa, and this one comes from Rahul Patel. He said, I had actually shared the prayer video with a friend who isn't a Sai devotee, with friends who aren't Sai devotees, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. So that's a feedback.
That's really nice.
Very, very much, Rahul. Thank you for doing that. It's very thoughtful of you. And if you brothers can just give me a moment. And this one comes from, I wonder who, Dr. Uday Nayak. He's a cardiologist from Hyderabad. And Dr. Uday Nayak, the cardiologist from Hyderabad, writes to us, very realistic, eye-opening video on prayer.
Oh, wonderful.
Doc, thank you for that feedback. Really appreciate it. And good to know that you found it interesting. And this is Sitaram is from Chennai, and he says he's enjoying listening to this discussion. Priyanka Menon from Bangalore has written, I have a question regarding the prayer video. Prayers help us to connect with Swami. Swami says that we can ask him anything big or small until a time when he just wants nothing but what he wills. Isn't it desire that leads to ask God for something? It could be material, spiritual, selfless or selfless desire. Even praying for Loka Kalyana is a desire. So my question is, what is the ultimate state of prayer? What is the ideal state as devotees we need to reach to pray the way, right way? Priyanka Menon from Bangalore, important question directed to my two guests here. Hot question sitting on the hot seat are CG Sai Prakash and Dr. Sai Giridhar Sairam. Over to them.
So, this is something which we briefly addressed yesterday as well. So, Swami very clearly says that devotees are in four categories. That is, you have the Artha Bhakta, that is, devotees who seek some kind of solace, relief, redemption from a physical trouble, ailment. Then you have the Arthati Bhaktas, who are those who have financial troubles or family issues and, you know, various other issues for which they come to God and pray to him or her for, whatever their Ishta Devata is. And then you have the Jignyasu Bhaktas, who are the ones who are interested in the deeper questions, like sister there just mentioned, that some of them may desire for liberation or, you know, for spiritual growth. So that is a Jignyasu's prayer or a desire. And a Jnani Bhakta is one who is already established, that is, they are already one with God, but they assume a form in order to play with the avatar, you know, because the avatar comes, there's a very nice way of putting this, the Jnani Bhaktas are more often than not, they are ascents to that position, that is, they were human beings who did sadhana and who attained that state of realization, while the avatar is the Purna Parabrahman or the love itself, you know, that incarnates in the form of divinity. So the Jnani Bhaktas basically come to play with the Lord, you know, and to do his work, whatever work he gives.
I think every time God comes on earth, he brings a cabinet
team.
With him, his own team.
Yes, it looks like. the question that sister is asking about a devotee's way of praying, you know, so it ranges across, like even for an Artha Bhakta, if you have to see, it looks very simple. When we have discussions amongst ourselves, we used to think that a person who is praying for, say, physical well-being would be the people who would come to the hospital in the super speciality. But you know what? In Prashnottar Vahini, Swami gives the example of Artha Bhakta and says Prahalada is Artha Bhakta.
Oh, how? Please explain.
Yeah, because Prahalada was put to physical troubles by his father.
Okay.
Because he was thrown from a mountain, he was drowned in the sea, elephants were sent to trample him. So his physical body was tortured. He was put into fire. So his physical body was tortured and they tried to destroy it. So that is an Artha situation, right? But when we forget that there is a suffix to that word artha, which is called bhakta. So that is a very high qualification.
Right.
So that is why Swami doesn't mince words. He doesn't say that, okay, everybody who comes to the hospital seeking solace is artha bhakta. They are arthas, no doubt, and they are praying to the Lord, no doubt. They are worshippers of the Lord to solve that problem. But a bhakta is not a worshipper, he is a devotee. So there is a difference between a worshipper and a devotee. And the difference is, the worshipper worships the Lord to take care of a situation or to fulfill a desire. A devotee utilizes even the difficulties to get closer to God.
Okay.
For them, the situation like Prahlada, that's the classic, you know, that with that one example, Swami has made this point so clear. Prahlada did not see being thrown from the mountain or being drowned in the ocean as a great disaster in his life. And he was not praying to Lord Narayana to be saved from that. He was praying for greater proximity to Lord Narayana. He wanted to be more and more close to him. He said, by throwing from the mountain, if he's going to merge in the Lord, so be it. You know, look at the perspective. There's a huge difference in the perspective of a worshipper and a devotee. A worshipper is praying for fulfillment. Like say, Ravana was a great worshipper of Lord Shiva, and he went to Kailash.
Right.
You know, he pulled out, it is said, he pulled out his intestines, made a veena out of it and played to please the Lord. He was that kind of an extreme devotee, a worshipper of the Lord. But for what? For his glory. For he wanted Lord Shiva to come to Lanka, Sri Lanka, and stay there with him so that he becomes invincible. You know, and all glory is there to his kingdom. So you see very clearly that while there are elements of desire, prayer, God, devotee and all this there, a worshipper is very different from a devotee.
Yes.
Right?
And to borrow G.V. Sir's term, I think from what I'm understanding, a worshipper is using God as an ATM machine to go and, you know, you stick in your card, you put in your pin, which is your prayer, and you're asking for the fulfillment of, you're seeking redemption for your issues that you need higher intervention,
which is fine,
to resolve, which is nothing is wrong with that. But to step beyond that and to cement that relationship to the next level where you want to actually please and improve yourself and develop a fondness or a closeness, proximity to that Lord, that sweetness, to taste that sweetness of devotion, that I think is the next step. And it will come in each person's own journey.
Definitely.
Every soul has its own trajectory and growth report card. And in course of time, all of us are heading in that direction.
Yeah.
Some sooner than later. Some have a growth spurt, a quantum jump growth. Others take a while.
In fact, the very beautiful response which Swami gave to one of the devotees, I think, which is mentioned, I think, in the book Satya Sai Anandadai, where Swami is saying, some devotees come and say that Swami is Bhakta Paradhina. He is who has come to serve the devotees. So whenever we pray, whatever we ask, wherever we are, Swami should come running to us. And Swami should answer our prayers because he is Bhakta Paradhina. Then Swami said, hold on, hold on.
Don't try to clever psychological games with me.
He said, let me make a small twist in that statement. I am not Bhakta Paradhina. I am Bhakti Paradhina.
Oh, your devotion is what captures me.
Nobody has a title card on them saying, I am a Bhakta. How can you claim yourself to be a Bhakta? The Lord has to say you are a Bhakta.
Yes.
So he said, I am Bhakti Paradhina. So that Bhakti can be even in an animal, from anybody, from any being in the
like
cosmos.
Sai Gita.
Sai Gita. How Swami went running to Sai Gita. So Bhakti Paradhina, not Bhakta Paradhina.
In fact, there is this other famous, you know, Sanskrit verse which Swami would often quote, where, you know, Lord Narayana told this to Narada, that, you know, wherever my glory is sung, I am verily manifest there. Mat bhakta yatra gayante tatra tishtami Narada.
Yes.
This is what, and Swami used to quote this very often. But when I was thinking about it more deeply, in our practical life, because see, we don't want these statements to be somewhere in the air. We want it to be real for us, right? So, when I was, you know, ruminating on this, there are many instances in our our life where we have sung bhajans and we have not experienced the presence of the Lord that way. So why is that? But the Lord's statement is mad bhakta yatra gayante tatra tishtami narada. So the Lord is speaking the truth. So with that axiom, right, why is this not happening? The key there is again the word bhakta. Mad bhakta yatra gayante tatra tishtami narada means, are we singing as bhaktas?
Or as musicians.
Or as worshippers, yeah. Or as, you know, beggars
talented,
of something.
Or talented people,
yeah, for that matter. Yeah. Or are we just singing?
Yes.
So, for us, for the end goal, or for the experience of having the presence of the Lord with us, the qualification required there is bhakta. Mad bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. You know? So, if we are able to get to that level of yearning for the Lord, saying that, Swami, I want only you, at least for this 30 minutes of this bhajans, I am not asking anything of you, but I want you and only you. And with this bhava, I, you know, let this bhajans happen. So can we get to a space of a bhakta, at least for the 30 minutes of the bhajans?
One feedback that I get in this connection from a lot of people is when they come to Parthi, they have a lot of things on their mind, things that are troublesome, and they want to write a letter and hand over that issue at home in their office. They say when they enter the Sai Kulwant Hall, they just forget what those issues were. Your mind just goes blank. And all of a sudden you feel such love for Swami. And I think the only overwhelming feeling, you forget the financial issues, the family troubles, the relationship issues, office politics. All you remember is love for Swami and you feel deep gratitude. And I think sometimes gratitude is the ultimate prayer,
yes,
if I may
beautiful.
Say so. I just want to share a few more feedbacks before we go on with this discussion about Radio Sai Next. We are talking right now live from the studio at Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam. And we have with us Dr. Sai Giridhar Sairam and also my colleague, Brother C.G. Sai Prakash. I have a feedback here from Ayagari. Ashrita Sai Gayatri says, yesterday I was very happy to see the live prayer video on webcast. Loving Sairam to all. Thank you, Sai Gayatri, for that sweet. And I can see from your DP, you're a young person. That makes me happier to get that feedback that you liked it. Thank you. And there are quite a few more, if I may read. Enjoying the ongoing discussion with Brother Sai Prakash and Sai Giridhar. A lot of insights on prayer. Did not write their name. Okay, who has written this? Okay, this person's name I do not have. Thank you for sharing that perspective. Did you by any chance forget a sister in that mention, dear listener? Just kidding. Okay, Bapi from Odisha says, happy Rath Yatra. Okay, thank you, Bapi. Today's an auspicious day and we are having this discussion. A young adult from Bangalore, didn't write their name, says, wonderful initiative. It's a selfless initiative to take Swami's message to everyone irrespective of their acquaintance with Swami or his teachings. Today, our generation is very averse to any cult, especially religious and political. Swami's messages are spiritual, not religious, thus conveying the same in the tone that our generation understand and appreciate is very important. Best wishes, Radio Sai Next.
Perfect. I think this person is spot on.
Totally.
Yeah,
you.
With what we are trying
you're
to do.
You're in sync. You're a very good listener and a very good observer. Mr. Young Adult, I wish you had stated your name. Young Adult from Bangalore, thank you for the response. Let me read a few more. This one comes from Subhash in Dubai. He says, Sairam Karuna, best wishes for Brother Giri and CG and the team at Radio Sai Next. The prayer video was very well made. My humble suggestion, with the advent of new smartphones and animated GIFs available for sharing on a large scale, is it possible that 3-second GIFs with Swami's voice like Happy Birthday to You, which can be accessed and shared with Sai devotees who celebrate their birthday? Likewise, maybe a few others of relevance can be made for sharing. So that's a suggestion from Dubai, from Subhash, and I leave it in the able hands of my colleague, Brother C.G. Sai Prakash. Okay, thank you for sharing that with us, Brother Subhash from Dubai. One more. This is Sairam. I am Chinhao from Indonesia. Hi Chinhao, good morning. I really enjoyed the discussion about prayer last night. I hope it will be a routine schedule for the live web chat discussion from Radio Sai team. either in topics about prayer, bhajan, Vedic chants, etc. And for the prayer video clip, I found it very true. Many people think God should follow their request and forget that God knows better about what's good for them. Thank you, Chinhao, and your suggestions are very valid. And I don't know if you missed the earlier part of the discussion. Earlier, C.G. Sai Prakash told us that the 10th of every month, the 20th of every month, and the 30th of every month, we are going to be releasing a brand new little video. And 4 days after the release of each video, we hope to have a live web chat. And you're most welcome to join that. So just mark it on your calendar, 10th, 20th, and 30th. And just write down Radio Sai next so that you won't forget. Set yourself a reminder, I suggest. Thank you, Chinhao from Indonesia. This one comes from Sundar from Bangalore, and he says, enjoying the ongoing discussion with Brother Sai Prakash and Sai Giridhar. Okay, thank you. And I think this one I had read. And did I miss any? I just don't want to miss somebody's typing. So while they type, my question to you, Sai Prakash, is what kind of an effort, you know, to put something like this earlier? Giridhar said that there are these kind. Swami has said there are these types of devotees. And it's so profound, and there's so much of thought. And yesterday we captured that in a 3-minute film, because all those different grades of devotees asking for a variety of issues, the one who didn't know what to ask for because his mom, he had the teenager with the attitude, I guess I'm familiar with that one. So, you know, from that kind to people who had a problem about their child's addiction to digital while they were checking their messages, to somebody wanting their daughter to get married on time, somebody wanting just about pass mark for chemistry, the 100 crore guy, don't we all know him? So, you know, all those grades of devotees were so succinctly presented in a very easy to understand and relate to model. How much of effort, research, creativity, and brainstorming is involved to produce a clip like that?
Yeah, I think that's something which is worth mentioning, because we want to do more of this in the future, and that's what everybody wants. But the technical side of production in terms of camera work and selecting the actors and actually writing the dialogues and all that is one side of the story. But getting the concept in place is one side of the story.
Yes.
So, you know, we need to... the way we want to work actually going forward is that we should come up with concepts based on our reading of Swami's messages and Swami's Vahinis and Swami's discourses. And we should come up with concepts, basic concepts, and then actually give it to production houses to actually produce it. Even this Ganesha video, we took help of a director and a cameraman from outside, because we do not have the experience to make short films. And yes, we will acquire that experience, we will gain it as we go along. But then, you know, we can gain that experience only by collaboration. So if we are able to come up with just the basic idea and the theme and share it with a production house or share it with devotees who are professionals in their field. So we really urge all the devotees and listeners, anybody who is a professional in the media, you know, they could be a cinematographer, a photographer, an actor, actress, they could be a script writer. We are really short of script writers. So if any such talent is there in the Sai world who actually understand the spirit with which we are doing this Radio Sai Next, they are most welcome to contact us and come in touch with us, because we need lots and lots of help.
Fantastic. I hope the Sai youth from Bangalore is listening, because he had understood our vision very well.
Yeah.
And if he and his friends and anybody else, might I add that the casting was very good.
Thank you. No, the thing is, today, in the flick of a button, you are able to see productions which, have spent millions of dollars. You know, they have spent millions of dollars on production. And why would they do it if it was not necessary? In order to stand out amongst the millions and millions of clips that come out every day, basically anything that catches a person's attention is your competition. So when all the clips that are catching a person's eyeball is produced with such quality, if we do not match up somewhere, our content is the best because it is directly Bhagwan's. Content is the best. But then when you are talking about presentation format and presentation quality, we need to actually do a lot. We need to rise up to that quality. Only then there's a chance that it will be noticed.
CG Sai Prakash, you said that if in the Satisai orbit, there are people who are in the creative world, in the media world and can join hands. If somebody wants to spare their effort, because it's so easy now to work online.
Right.
They can be anywhere in the world.
Absolutely.
They can help to edit and then transfer the clip and so on. Or take a shot for us, an original shot elsewhere, so that we can stitch it into our video or interview people on our behalf exactly as we want them. Everything is possible because we can all work online and collaborate digitally. If they want to reach you and share their talent with you or inform you about their availability, what is the best way to do so?
I mean, anybody who is a professional in the field. Yeah, if there are enthusiasts, there are people who are picking up, they are students, and they are people who are taking courses on photography or media or social media, anything. But people generally who are interested and who are enthusiastic to be a part of this team, they can even email me. With some of their work. My email ID is saiprakash@radiosai.org.
One word, so, no caps,
nothing. Saiprakash, S-A-I-P-R-A-K-A-S-H @radiosai.org. So they can directly mail me giving their details, contact details and a sample of what work they have done. So if they have done photography or if they have done short films or if they have done acting, they can send their portfolio or links to YouTube clips so that, you know, we will be able to get back in touch.
And if it is enthusiasts and young volunteers like the young adults that we want to involve with, should they possess any professional equipment? Because nowadays everybody has basically a smartphone and they think they're all videographers. What is your comment on that?
See, even a mobile can be used very effectively because mobiles are shooting in 4K nowadays. Sometimes that is better than doing with a DSLR. But you should know how to take it and you should have a steady hand and you should... That's why everything depends on the work you have already done.
So it's better to showcase that to us.
Yeah.
At saiprakash@radiosai.org, saiprakash@radiosai.org.
That's right.
Okay.
So once they send their work, then we'll get in touch with them. And another thing what we are trying to do in Radio Sai Next, as you'll see in the upcoming clips, is that we are trying to approach the presentation of the message through different formats. It's not only a short film. The next video that's coming out is a music video. Music lyric video.
Days from now.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the music video. Then we are having a hosted format. Then we're having a photo story. So a photo story is something which we would really like to collaborate. And the reason for making that format is that it can easily work with collaboration.
Okay, I'm very happy on that note to share yet another feedback. This one comes to us from Shyam Kumar, alumnus from Chennai. He says, prayer is man's greatest strength and God's greatest weakness. I remember an incident narrated in his divine presence that Swami brought home a point that our prayer should be, give me the strength to love you more. Very nice point, brother Shyam Kumar, our own alumnus from Chennai. Thank you for sharing that. And if I may just quickly see... Ah, you're getting job applications online. Om Sai Ram, I'm a photographer. Is there any way in which I may help? Rahul Patel, I hope you heard CG Sai Prakash's email ID, saiprakash@radiosai.org. Please reach him out and show some of your work to him. Make sure you attach a little bit of your work so that he has an idea how you might be able to fit into the team virtually. There is one more. This one comes from Veda Hari from Cochin. Radio Sai is the speaking voice of silent God. Programs take us deep within us by quelling our restless mind. Sitting to listen to Radio Sai with great reverence really charge our spirit and give us similar joy as we get after deep meditation. Wow. May Sai ever be with you wonderful Sai brothers and sisters of Radio Sai team. Veda Hari Cochin. Thank you for that beautiful feedback, Veda Hari from Cochin. Appreciate it. And this one is from Rishabh, who says, Sairam Didi, I'm already part of Next.
Oh,
of
wonderful.
Thank you, Rishabh. Your talent cannot... Okay, this is Rishabh writing.
Yeah,
okay.
We should tell Rishabh that, we should tell our listeners that the next music video which is coming up has been tuned by Rishabh. And he's an excellent resource and very, very helpful. He's a part of Team Radio Sai Next.
Very talented too.
And a great inspiration for me as well.
Thanks, Rishabh. Thank you for... reveal, the big reveal that the youth from Bangalore was our very own brother Rishabh. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
And this one comes from Toronto, Canada, from Yoga Kumaran Nataraja. He says, I'm eagerly waiting for the next on Radio Sai Next. And this is the need of the time. Good job, Sai Ram. Thank you, brother Yoga Kumaran. And this one comes from... okay, I think this one is gone. This one says, thank you so much, Brother C.G. Sai Prakash and Sai Giridhar brother, for such a lovely explanation, especially about the analogy of a worshipper and a devotee. The prayer YouTube video is very nice and thought-provoking. May Swami always keep showering His grace on you to keep continuing the good work. Of course, this is from our sister Priyanka Menon, who had earlier written, and she appreciated the response you gave her. Then this person... I'm reading Sai Gita for children on Radio Sai website. I would love to look at such small films for children to absorb the key messages early in life. Analogy and example are very simple and more people can get tuned to Sai family. Thank you, Sister Rekha. And you can always reach us at saiprakash@radiosai.org, or you can, if you forget this email, everybody can write to listener@radiosai.org. That one always stays. Now, I have a question for Sai Prakash. Sai Prakash, when we were about to launch our first ever video on Radio Sai Next called The Prayer, did you pray? was your prayer?
You know, very frankly, we have been debating about this and we have been working on this in the background for such a long time.
Right.
It's almost, I am actually numb. I'm happy that it has come out. And I would have been happy even if it had not come out in a state that, you know, of... I have reached that state of complete acceptance, because I realize that if it has to come out, it is Swami's will. And if it is Swami's will, it will come out. If it doesn't come out, that is Swami's will. That's it. So we do our best. This is an effort which we are offering to Bhagwan. He knows the right time. And to be very, very honest, this clip was actually shot. The video was shot more than a year back.
I know, on a Ganesh Chaturthi day.
Yes, we started it so that we could complete it on Ganesh Chaturthi day. Or we shot it on the Ganesh Chaturthi day. We started the shoot on Ganesh Chaturthi day.
2018.
Yeah. So, you know, you can see it's really a long time from then. But... again, we had to prepare other programs and keep everything in the pipeline.
I think Ganesh Chaturthi of 2017.
Yeah, that's 18. Yeah. Yes. So you know, it was shot way back then, and then it's very easy to give up, and it's very easy to say, "Oh my God, it's not moving forward." But in this game, I've realized God is really beyond time. Kala Tita and Maha. And several times, you know, when Swami used to interact, he would quote things which happened several years before, as if they happened yesterday. So that is something which we have seen over and over again.
Just to share an experience, yes, on this, Sister Geeta Mohanram was right here sometime back, and she was sharing this. As a young girl, she used to assist the press here. So we have a printing press inside Prashant
Sanatana Sarthi.
For Sanatan Sarthi. There is also a gate there called the press gate. She used to assist with printing and stuff, whatever she could do at that point of time. And Swami one day walked up to that space where they were all doing this work and told Geeta Mohan Ramji that, you're doing a lot of work here, you're printing Sanatan Sarthis here, so I will have your name also printed here someday. I will have your name printed here someday. And this happened like in the 1960s or something like that.
When she was a little girl.
Yeah, young girl. And in 2005, right? 2005 December. Uh-huh. That is post 90th birthday. 85th birthday.
80th birthday.
Apologies. So 80th birthday issue. Uh-huh. That is the December issue of 2005. Her name appeared.
In Sanatan Sarthi. As I mentioned.
Yeah, because she had given a talk or something like that. So her name was there with the content and everything. So Swami very casually in Darshan comes and says, hey, ni peru ochindi. It means your name has come.
My God.
This is 2005. And
40-something years ago.
So she was like puzzled and couldn't understand what Swami was referring to. Swami said, ippude Japan kada, I just told you, isn't it, that I will put your name in the Sanatan. It has come now, see, in the Sanatan Sarthi.
45 years.
Yeah, only 45 years.
Swami's been waiting for us for lifetimes. Forget 40 years or 45 years.
Yeah, for
years.
Swami, time is nothing.
So, Ganesh Chaturthi 2017 to June 30th, 2019 is no big deal, brother.
Yeah, absolutely not.
may I just read a quick response we have received? This one comes from Ravindran Menon. Ravindran Menon of Bangalore says, Sai Ram, usually we perceive spiritual persons as a serious lot. The hearty laughter of CG Sai Prakash will surely attract many youngsters to Radio Sai Next initiative. So CG brother, keep smiling and keep having that hearty laugh.
Thank you so much.
We know that youngsters don't want to ever associate, I think, spirituality with being overly serious.
Right.
And so you said you were so detached that you had kind of state of whatever Swami wills happens, when it happens, you were neither elated nor distressed by the undue delay.
No, not at all, because over the preparation of these clips, I enjoyed the process of making it.
Oh, that's such
and,
a nice
and
thing to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, because, you know, every time you're actually trying to do this, we are not only thinking of what the message is, we are also trying to put ourselves in the shoes of different people and trying to see how they will perceive this message. And since we mentioned this yesterday as well,
yes.
This the tagline we have got is Discover, Try, Be.
Yes.
So we would say that certain of our clips fall under the Discover category, some fall under the Try category, some fall under the Be category.
Okay.
Like, very frankly, to reveal the next video that's coming up is under the Be category. And that is something like which states the ultimate truth. So when it states the ultimate truth, it sounds deep, it sounds profound, it may be difficult for people to relate with it immediately. But then this is a statement, this is what it is, and you have to break through barriers, you have to break through several misconceptions and to actually reach that. So this whole process is so enjoyable for us. Ultimately, we are doing it for our own growth. See, that's what Bhagawan wants. Are you getting benefited by it? Are you growing? That's all Swami wants.
Yeah.
And by stopping the release of a video, or by stopping, if we are going to surrender more to Him, that's what Swami will do. Because ultimately He wants, He is interested in you. He says, I don't have anything to do with this work. That's exactly what Swami told in the studio.
Sitting in this studio on that red chair.
Yes, sitting right here.
No need for any kind of promotion, publicity.
No, he said, Naki ee paniki sambandham ledu.
I have no connection with any of this work.
Any of this work. I do not need, naak akkar ledu. I don't need it. But he said, if you are doing your work properly, that is enough for me.
Because then we are progressing ourselves, and His job is to make us better human beings.
Exactly. Now, how ironic it would be if we say that surrender is the highest form of prayer and we have not surrendered to Him, when the prayer video should come out.
Exactly.
If we were getting restless and if we are getting frustrated, saying, oh, when will it come out? When will this start? No. See, that very idea is to surrender.
That's very interesting, because the question we were referring to yesterday regarding surrender, which happened in Chennai, the student who asked Swami about surrender, about Sharanagati, and Swami gave that reply, his talk was scheduled the very next day.
Right.
And he went on and gave his entire talk, and he didn't mention this. Like, one day before, Swami has given possibly one of the most potent definitions of surrender coming from God himself, and this brother just chose not to use that or, you know, convey that to the devotees in his talk. Right? When he came back, though his talk was very good, Swami was literally scolding him, you know, taking him apart by saying it was very bad, this was not good, you didn't speak well, that, this. So he was shattered. Imagine coming from Swami, he started crying. And then Swami came, and the definition which Swami had told him was, whether good happens to you or bad happens to you, have firm faith and conviction, it is God who is giving this to you. This was the definition of surrender that Swami had given the previous day. So after his talk, Swami was blasting him, and we were all like shocked to see that. Shock means in the sense the intensity of what he was receiving that way. Then he started crying and all that. Swami came up to him and said, "Ekkada poyindra nee sharanagati ippudu?" He said, "Where did your sense of me, is it just platform speeches, or where did your sense of surrender go now?"
Now you have experienced
your lesson. Yeah, totally. You know, when Swami praises, it's easier for you to feel surrendered.
But when he's blasting you, where is...
Yeah, where is your surrender is what Swami was asking.
I know of a similar story, although I don't have a way of verifying it. Okay. But I have heard that many years ago, when Bhagwan was in the physical form as a young man, he visited Tiruvannamalai. And he went straight to Ramana Maharishi's ashram. And as word reached Ramana, who was sitting very quietly in his state of self-reflection, that Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba is approaching his ashram, Ramana left everything and ran to the gate and fell prostrate at Swami's lotus feet. Swami lifted in and said, "Where is the Advaita now, sir? Because you and I are supposed to be one, so why are you falling at my feet?" So I don't have a particular record of this particular instance, but for whatever it's worth, Swami teaches us, so we have to practice the talk, we have to walk the talk, and I think the whole experience of putting Radio Sai Next together has been quite a spiritual journey for Brother C.G. Sai Prakash, would say.
It is not easy, because the thing is, we are trying to present that message which is already presented in the best possible way, in Bhagwan's own words, in his own voice. What can we add to it? We can't add anything to it. At the same time, we cannot dilute it. So that's the challenge.
What's a fine line? It's
constantly a fine line. Sometimes people may feel we have crossed the line. Sometimes they may feel we are too safe. Sometimes they may feel related. Sometimes they may feel not related. So we have to go through. I mean, we have released only one video.
We're just learning in the process.
Yeah, so I would say give us 1 year. Or at least 6 to 8 months for us to stabilize the tone, for us to stabilize the approach, for us to make sure that we are actually reaching out to the young adults. We don't, it's very nice, let everybody see them, but are the young adults feeling connected? To be, you know, very frank, I asked one of my friends, who is sort of a typical
millennial.
Target audience, millennial and a target audience in my head. So I asked him, tell me frankly, did you feel like sharing? And he's new to Swami. He has no idea of who Swami is. And so I asked him, did you feel like sharing this video with your friends? And he said, ha ha ha. And I said, what does that mean? He said, I believe in God. So I like the video. All my friends do not believe in God. So I did not share it with them. So, you know, based on the article that you read out, the number of atheists are growing, and people have this wrong notion that believing in God is somewhat kind of not logical. They feel that they are cool if they don't believe in God. They feel that, this is modern, this is spiritual. Actually, we don't believe in a particular God, we are spiritual. See, there is that sect of the youngsters who are not able to connect with what it actually means. So, you know, there is a lot of gap here.
Or maybe they are connecting and they are communicating it in a very different way, which the traditional approach is not
that,
able
that
to...
Would have, that is a very positive way of looking at it. That's a very positive way of looking at it, because ultimately... your external life, your habits, your approach to life should reflect your inner convictions. Mm. And if that is not happening, if your life is is completely different from what your beliefs are, you can say I am spiritual and you can do everything that is catering only to the senses, for example. If you say I am a spiritual person, and if Swami says the foundation, the basic essential necessity to take the first step towards spirituality is sense control. He says, you have, in the year 1990 Summer Shower series, he says, have sense control, nothing else is required. Hmm. Nothing else is required at all. So this is a very, very powerful statement for youngsters, young adults. You can't say, at heart I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah.
Swami never said you should, believe in God and, you should do, but that's the easier path. No, you need such a powerful distraction from your senses.
There is a very important perspective, especially, if you want to champion the cause of Radio Sai next,
right,
that we need to understand is God, the word God, has got different connotation across the world. The way that God has been pitched, see, for us, our experience of God is Swami. He can't get more beautiful than that. Right.
Right.
So that is why we come
so straightforward.
Yeah, so we come very strongly with this perspective of God. But if you look at how God has been, there have been scientists who actually spoke facts, who were crucified in the name of God.
Right.
So God has been projected to certain people in a particular way. So we have to consider the background from which they are coming. When they say God, what do they mean?
Correct.
Especially in the Western world, God and religion has got a different, totally different connotation.
Not only, if I may correct you, brother, not only in the Western world, also in the Indian, modern Indian contemporary leftist, so-called liberal space, these two words have become very, very controversial.
But traditionally, the word dharma, like say Sanatana dharma, is all inclusive because spirituality fundamentally is never divorced from life.
Totally.
Right?
It's a way of life.
It's a way of life. So since it's not divorced from life, spirituality, dharma, religion, they're not different words in the Indian lexicon. But if you look at how the Bharatiyas traditionally looked at, they looked at every aspect of life as a worship of the Lord. In fact, if you look at Adi Shankaracharya's Shiva Manasa Puja, he says, Atma Tvam Girija Matihi Sahachara Prana Shariram Griham, which means all the pranas that we have are the Shivaganas. The Atma is Lord Shiva himself. That is the individual self, the driving force is, the spirit is Shiva himself. Girija Matihi, the mind is Mother Parvati. Sahacharaha Prana means all the pranas that are there in us, the functioning forces, are all the Devaganas that are serving the Atma and the mind. Then he says Shariram Griham, that is this body itself is the house of God. Then he says Vishayopa Bhoga Prasada, exactly contrary to what you just mentioned. He says Vishayopa Bhoga Prasada, which means all that you take in through all your sense organs is prasada of the Lord. Means it's actually a consumption that is done by the Lord as naivedyam and he returns it as prasada. Vishayopa Bhoga Prasada. Sanchara Padayo Pradakshinavadi. My very walking is my doing pradakshina around you. Right? So this is the lofty ideals of Sanatana Dharma, where life and spirituality are not two different things. Anybody who is soaked in Sanatana Dharma will never come to an understanding that there is spirituality and there is life, which is not what Bharatiya culture is. Bharatiya culture sees a complete and thorough integration, not integration because everything is consciousness at the end of the day. So it's integration is also not the right word because integration again means that you take two things and integrate it. It is already divine. And Swami never in a single discourse started by addressing us and saying, my dear Jivatmas. Did he say that? He said Prema Swarupular. What is Prema again? It is the cosmic consciousness that is what is holding everything together or in which everything is happening. That is Prema. He said Divyatma Swarupular. Swami never mentioned us as individual entities who are separate. So there is you have an individual life. But at the same time, we must understand what control of senses mean? These are all again fundamental questions which I'm sure Radio Sai will be bringing out. What is the meaning of control of senses? What is the meaning of going beyond senses? For example, in Gita Vahini, again, Swami mentions a beautiful analogy. He says, Tavelu Vale means just like a tortoise. Control of senses doesn't mean throwing away all the life you have and going into the cave with an ochre rope. Control of senses means to withdraw your identity away from the body and mind and see who you really are. That is the meaning of control of senses. Because you see all the avatars having lived full lives. Krishna was a grihastha. The greatest spiritual tradition and scripture we have today in India is the Bhagavad Gita, given by a grihastha, not by a sannyasi. Right? So there is a lot of, these are the questions that the youth are asking today. If you look at it, they don't see life divorced from spiritual. They don't see life. So religion, again, as Didi pointed out, amongst the modern youth, amongst leftist thinking, again, there is no judgment about their thinking. It's an interesting point of view. But we see that the various ideas, the background from which they are looking at, the lenses that they wear to look at the perspective of even God is very different. And what Radio Sai next potentially could be doing is to look at, also try to understand what lenses they are using and to provide Swami's perspective. He said, finally, if you wear the lens of love, the entire world will simply look like love for you. Right?
Very true. Mm-hmm. In fact, when you're talking about this, one incident which happened in Trai Vrindavan comes to mind. Mm-hmm. One of the teachers, Swami, told him to speak, and he started his speech with, who is God? Where is God? And how does God react? So many such questions about God, and he gave his speech. And then after his speech, Swami started to speak, and Swami said, so-and-so has asked so many questions about God, but that shows that he has not understood anything. Mm-hmm. Because there is nothing other than God. There is only God. There is only God. So how can you separate God from existence, from the creation, from the world? So, you know, in a sense, we discussed this in one of the afternoon satsangs with Brother Prem, Arvind and myself. When we were talking about Suprabhatam, the last paragraph. Jnana Vijnana Shobhita. So what is the difference between a Jnani and a Vijnani? See, what you are saying about Adi Shankaracharya's exposition about how everything is offering to God, everything is God, that is the view of a Vijnani. Mm. A Vijnani is one who lives life with the complete awareness that everything is divine. Mm. A Jnani is still in that level of, you know, trying to find out, there are certain times in life when he's attuned and there is a progress. But a Vijnani is always in that state of oneness with the divine. That's I think what it is.
And I noticed that we are so fortunate that whatever we will be putting out there, since we are going to only source it from the most organic and authentic source, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, we have a certain degree of confidence which is unparalleled.
Right.
And we don't have to worry about being politically correct or this or that, because we're getting it straight from the mouth of the same the mouth that created the first sound when creation came into existence.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that is huge. That
yes.
is an enormous backing to have. And it's also something we have to be very conscious about at all times. And when I listen to a lot of very interesting new age podcasts, and I follow some new age thinkers, I see how cautious they have to be all the time, because they can't use the word God too often.
Mm.
So they talk of the spirit, the higher self, the moment, being in the present.
Consciousness.
And consciousness. Because they have to watch every word. Now we have the source to back everything we say. So I think we are in a totally separate, unique space.
Right.
Although we are targeting people, they may be targeting. The force with which we come forward is unparalleled in the history of media.
No, it shows on our faces.
Totally.
I mean, it reflects in our voice. Because people know that, my God,
conviction.
How come these guys are so confident about what they're speaking? At the same time, we are telling them we are not self-realized.
Yeah.
We are not telling them we are the gurus. We are telling them we are just presenting what Bhagwan has said. But our confidence and love for Bhagwan is so much that every syllable that he has uttered is the absolute truth.
Totally. And on that note, I just want to read one more feedback we have received from Dr. Nagraj from Channa Rai Patna from Hasan district in Karnataka, and he says, Sai Ram sister and brothers, I am a listener of Radio Sai from the time of the World Space Network days, and I was worried when it was going to be closed. But now very happy to see its growth from streaming audio to Thursday Live to YouTube channels. Congratulations, Team Radio Sai, for bringing Prashant and Lilium to wherever we are. May Swami bless you all. Thank you, Dr. Nagraj, and that's a very nice compliment for the entire team at Radio Sai, led by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and his instrument, Sundar Swaminathan, the current director. We will pass on your greetings to all of them. Thank you. And one more, I believe. For most in our generation, this is from Rishabh, our own Rishabh. He says, for most in our generation, God is what Bruce Almighty was. Who can do anything? To whom we can reach out for everything? To whom we run to when something is not going right in our lives? Our generation wants to be in control of everything. We don't want to believe that there is someone who is beyond us and out of our reach. Whereas according to Swami, we are God ourselves. Just that we didn't realize it. This is a perspective that the world is not aware of, and it's not easy for them to understand.
Well, very true. Rishabh. Very true. In fact, Brother Sanjay Malingam was giving a talk. I happened to see that. In that, he says, one day he was in the interview room and Swami came to him and Swami said, I'm very sad.
Uh-huh.
After the darshan. After the darshan, Swami said, I'm very sad. And he asked Swami, what happened? He says, all the people sitting outside still believe that there is something different in me and something different in them.
Mm.
He said, I'm still, thinking I'm sad because they still believe that there is something different in me. I am trying. He's actually strengthening us. He's making us aware of our own innate divinity. And he wants us to believe in it and grow in that. I think that is the ultimate purpose of all effort that we are putting in.
And I also want to take a moment to thank our listener K. Shivagama Sundari from Cuddalore, Tamil Nadu, who has shared with us the very beautiful pujas that this person does. Thank you very much for sharing. Looks like you're all the time praying and chanting the name of the Lord with Gayatri Mantra, three days prayers. Then you do 1008 Sai Sahasra Namavalis. It takes a 3 to 6 months. Wow. And reading the Satcharitam. Congratulations and thank you for sharing that with us. K. Shivagama Sundari from Cuddalore, Tamil Nadu. With that, my dear brothers, we have come to the end of a very intense show about Radio Sai Next.
Thank you.
And before we close, I just want to come back to both of you, one at a time, of course, with your final thoughts for our listeners. Anything that Swami inspires you to share right now?
I would just say that this is a sincere effort that we are putting in, and it's an offering to Bhagawan, and we all are on the path. We all are fellow pilgrims, absolutely. And please forgive us for any mistakes that we might make, any lines that we might have crossed. And in the name of trying to reach out to the young adults, if we are hurting anybody's sentiments because of the language or because of the approach, we really, that's not our intention. We just want to make it clear that that's not our intention. And we would really feel very upset if the young adults come up to us and say that, what we are telling them is not relevant. Not upset, either we would take it as a positive feedback and we would try to improve on it, because if the primary audience that we are looking at is the young adults, of course it's open for everybody to see, but if the young adults feel that this is too pedestrian, or this is too deep, or this is too heavy, or whatever they feel, we would really like their feedback. And more we would like feedback from people who are trying to introduce these clips to, youngsters who are new to Swami. Like, can you show this clip to them and does it pique any interest in them? Like, oh my God, this is a very interesting perspective. I did not think of it. Because we firmly believe that Swami's views and perspectives are most unique. Swami's perspective and Swami's message is most unique compared to anybody else's message so far, because he has taken the highest wisdom and presented it with absolutely contemporary analogies. Krishna never spoke about computers. Krishna never spoke even about trains. He never spoke about buses, because there were no buses, no computers at that time. Think of it from that perspective. The same Lord who came 5,000 years before, he never spoke about a handkerchief. He never spoke about a torchlight. He never spoke about electricity. But Bhagawan has come, the same Lord has come, taken that same wisdom and presented it with such, you know, contemporary analogies. So he has done everything. If the message that we are conveying through Radio Sai Next videos is not effective, it is purely our fault. It is not, it's nothing to do with what the Lord has done, because he has done perfect. He is perfection incarnate. So whatever he has done is perfection. But if there is a gap, if there is something that's not clear, because I would like to confess that we all are fellow pilgrims. We are also on the path. So please bear with us and we will improve as the days go by. That's all I would like to say.
Thank you, CG. Your final words, Brother Giridhar?
My final words would just be, love Swami with all your heart, and you know, the rest will just follow.
Wonderful.
Very nice, pithy and precise. And I just want to share with our listeners a small perspective, because those of us who are so involved in discussions such as these, what is prayer, what should I pray for, how do I please God, am I a worshipper, am I a devotee, sometimes we might find ourselves not really exactly fitting into our social circles and extended family gatherings, and you find yourself a little bit out of place once in a while. So I want to read to you something that I was reading, this beautiful book called My Pilgrimage with Sai by Gloria Blake, and one of the first quotes that came to my that is presented in the book came to mind this morning, that I should share it with our listeners, and it goes like this. These are Baba's words. When you said yes to me, you gave up all the rights to be like everyone else. That is why you draw experiences to yourself that will cleanse yourself of that which does not fit who you truly are. Over and over again and again, until you see that the past no longer works. I will challenge you and tempt you every day with your past, so that you may see that the past is the ultimate delusion. When you said yes to me, you gave up your body, your thoughts and your actions. When they don't suit the new you, the uncomfortableness is unbearable. It will be so every time until you fully realize this. Then and only then will you completely give up desire. For this is the only way man will learn. Very seldom does he learn from quiet reminder. Man's desire and pitfalls are placed so that I can work. Whenever you give up totally, then the temptations will fail. I will never give up on you. Every slip will become harder to bear and less easy to remedy. You will tire of your foolishness because I love you, whether or not you're aware of it. Remember, you did say yes. Sri Satya Sai Baba. On that beautiful note, I want to take this opportunity firstly to remind our listeners, on the 10th of every month, the 20th and the 30th, please look out for the new video release on Radio Sai Next. Secondly, dear listeners, we are keenly looking forward to your feedback to all our programs, especially this morning's discussion. And as I close, there is one more feedback that has just come in, again from Chin Hao from Indonesia, who says, if you can put English subtitles in the entire clip, because some people can only understand English with text, CG, not only in vernacular, because I see on Star World and all, although we are watching an English program, they also have English subtitles.
Okay.
So I think one is like the listening ear, because we are reaching out to a diverse audience. Thank you, brother, from Indonesia. Point well taken. So, dear listeners, your feedback is very valuable. And as CG was saying, this is just a maiden effort and we really are on a journey together, and we are open to feedback, because unless we are open to your feedback, we won't be able to evolve and improve and refine what we want to present in Bhagwan's name. And quality is extremely dear and important to all of us at Radio Sai. So please keep your comments coming. And as much as we appreciate all the wonderful comments you send congratulating us, we also equally welcome your critical comments, because they help us to see things that we may not have seen the way they were meant to be seen. And they lend a new perspective. So all feedback is welcome. Our WhatsApp number remains 9393-258-258. And if you prefer email, please reach us at listener@radiosai.org. On that note, I want to thank Dr. Sai Giridhar Sairam. Thank you, brother, for being on the show and sharing amazing perspectives and insights.
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you. And brother C.G. Sai Prakash, always a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
With your hearty laughter.
Thank you.
And as I close, I'm just going to play the audio clip from our recent release, The Prayer. And with that, I thank you for your wonderful company. Jai Sai Ram.
गन्नू, ये फिर से आ गई यार केमिस्ट्री, हमेशा वाट लगाती है। बस 35 दिला दो, पास करा दो, और कुछ नहीं चाहिए।
35? सिर्फ 35? अरे तेरे मेहनत के लिए तुझे ज्यादा मिलना चाहिए। ऐसी प्रार्थना क्यों कर रहे हो?
भगवानी, इंद्र मगल की 25 वयसाई, इधर वरे अवल्डा विवाह नारन्नतिल्ला।
കാത്തിരിക്കൂ, പാവം. ആദ്യം നിന്റെ മക്കൾ അവളുടെ PhD ഒന്ന് തീർക്കട്ടെ. സമയത്തിൽ അവൾക്കൊരു നല്ല പുരുഷൻ വരും, എല്ലാം മംഗളമായി നടക്കും.
ലോർഡ് ഗണേഷ, മൈ മോം ജസ്റ്റ് ടോൾ മീ ടു ഓഫർ ദിസ് ടു യു. ഇറ്റ്സ് ജസ്റ്റ് ഗ്രാസ്. എനിവേ, ഹിയർ ഗോസ്. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് നോ വാട്ട് ആസ്ക് യു, ബട്ട് ബ്ലെസ് മീ. ഐ ഗെസ്.
ഗെസ് വാട്ട്? ഐ വിൽ ഓൾവേസ് ബി വിത്ത് യു ഡിയർ. ഈവൻ ഇഫ് ഓൾ യു ഓഫർ മീ ഇസ് ഗ്രാസ്, ഐ വിൽ ഷവർ യു വിത്ത് ഗ്രേസ്.
হে গণেশা, আমার ছেলে সব সময় আইপ্যাড দেখে, পড়ার সময়, খাওয়ার সময়। প্লিজ গণেশা, তুমি ওকে এই অ্যাডিকশন থেকে বার করে দাও, ওর যেন আর এই অ্যাডিকশন না থাকে। প্লিজ গণেশা, প্লিজ।
দেখো দেখো, কে বলছে অ্যাডিকশন দূর করার কথা? হ্যাঁ হ্যাঁ, আমি করব। আগে বলো, চালের আইপ্যাড অ্যাডিকশন দূর করব না তোমার মোবাইল অ্যাডিকশন দূর করব।
भगवान, हमारी कंपनी की ओर से हम हजारों लोगों का अन्नदान करते आए हैं। आज का डील 100 करोड़ का डील है। बस ये डील अगर पक्की हो गई तो मैं वादा करता हूँ कि और सेवा करूंगा, अन्नदान के साथ वस्त्रदान भी। प्लीज यार, 100 करोड़ का डील है।
सेवा त्याग होती है, कोई डील नहीं। मुझसे करोड़ों की आशा करते हो ताकि लाखों रुपए दान में खर्च करें? सेवा तुम्हारे उद्धार के लिए है, दूसरों के लिए नहीं।
Hi guys, we all depend heavily on prayers in our lives and we love it, especially when our prayers get answered. But what do you think or do when your prayers are not answered? Do you believe that there is a higher wisdom governing these things? Or do you feel that your prayers are getting nowhere? Do share your thoughts in the comment section below. Thanks for watching.
करो, सो हम, ध्यान करो।
हम विष्णु सो हम साई ध्यान करो
A single story of his infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.